Hello and welcome to Elevate to Success, discussions on project management and leadership ideas, tips and techniques of being a project manager, agile practitioner, or a leader in your organization. Each week I will have something new for you. I'll have discussions with guests on a number of topics that you can use immediately or stuff that's keeping you up at night. So let's go. Welcome to this episode on management and leadership soft skills. I'm going to share with you a soft skill trait for you to practice and eventually master. Unfortunately, this is something they won't teach you at school, so I'm here to help you with these important things to know. My hope is for you to come out of this with some understanding. Some of you may already have these qualities and are currently using them. Listening to this is somewhat like a refresher for you. Okay, so let's look at what it takes to becoming a trustworthy manager. So the first trait of being a trustworthy manager is making sure you keep your commitment, especially in your words as well as in your actions. If you say you're going to do something, then you need to do it. Don't go and tell someone something you know you won't do. If you're unable to do it, then simply say it. Trust me, they will not be offended. Don't commit when you know you are unable to deliver. Just pleasing someone by saying you're going to do it is not good practice, whether it's in business or in everyday dealings outside of work. If you make plans to be somewhere, be there. Don't give lip service. Unless you have a family emergency or you're sick, or you're in a hospital or an important event just came up and you had no other choice but to be there, then let them know. Seeing things through is a trademark of a very trustworthy individual. People will know they can count on you. Let me give you an example. Like me, my friends, colleagues, my family, they know that if I say I'm going to be at a job site or a coffee place or a restaurant or whatever, I make the effort to be there 10 to 15 minutes ahead of schedule. Without question, they already know that my word is golden. So make your word your bond, especially as a new project manager or a leader. So try to make it a habit to commit to what you say, especially with your team members and with management. Make them feel that they can count on you. Okay, so the next trait is honesty. Honesty is the best policy, right? Even when the outcome will not be in management's or the stakeholders' or your team members' interests or favor, tell it like it is. Don't start sugarcoating. Sugarcoating will always bite you in the rear. They will not trust what you say, or they will question your ability to be upfront. You know, people want to work with honest people. They know that there are no hidden agendas or no hidden secrets. So they'll enjoy working with you. Being honest shows you have good character, which builds trust with individuals. Okay, next is being transparent. When something goes wrong or you made a small or large mistake, don't keep it in. Own up to it, admit it, communicate it. Take one for the team, as they say. This shows that you are able to take responsibility for your actions or your team's actions without having to blame anyone. So here are a couple points on how to be transparent at work. Hopefully these will help you in this area. Number one, as a project manager or leader, you know, trust your team to make decisions. When there's information that needs to go around, telling them will help them understand the goals of the project and will empower them to make better decisions. So make sure that also high priorities are communicated. Number two, don't keep responsibilities and functions a secret. Instead of using an overly complicated organizational chart, simply make a list of responsibilities so that each team member can take full ownership of a specific set of tasks. This way everyone knows what everyone's working on. Number three, share it all. Don't simply share plans, but let your team know what worked and what didn't work. You know, in an agile scrum environment, we do this sharing in a ceremony called retrospect. For company leaders, reveal to the organization if you had a bad financial quarter and let them know what plans are to be taken to get back on track. Number four, transparency is not just knowing everyone's business, okay? It's making sure that everyone has the information to do their jobs effectively. Number five, to maintain a transparent culture, you know, you got to hire the right people. Hire people that are excited about what you do, what the company does. You know, you as a leader should communicate the values and missions and goals in the interview process. Again, be honest. Number six, communication is important in our day-to-day lives, especially at work. So kind of establish open channels of communication. Okay, so this is a pet peeve of mine, and I think this could be a pet peeve for some of you folks listening. And this is people not being on time for meetings. Now, if you're running late to attend a meeting or other, you know, tell someone you'll be late. But don't tell them 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 5 minutes, 10 minutes after the scheduled time that you'll be late. That, my friend, is very disrespectful. You know, by not being on time, you're projecting to people, your colleagues, your team members, that you don't value them and you don't value their time. That, my friend, again, is a big no-no. Many leadership management folks do this religiously. Okay, I said it. I called it out. Senior management are notorious for this. It simply means they lack communication and time organization. But again, you know, you got to understand, sometimes it can't be helped, but time organization is needed. Now, if you have to leave early to make another meeting, then politely excuse yourself. Otherwise, communicate, text, IM, phone call, and let them know that you're unable to attend. You know, we understand when you hit a certain level of responsibility in an organization that you can get overbooked and have to juggle with meetings that's either important or nice to have, or they like you to be there. You know, companies that enjoy having meetings, you know, they have to reevaluate and ask the question, why so many meetings? Death by meetings. Oh, again, that could be another topic for future episodes. Okay, so this shows that, you know, when people or you don't show up to a meeting or you're not on time, it shows that you don't care for other people's time. You're also showing that you have a hard time keeping your commitments. You know, there's no way to do a quick fix on this if you don't hold your commitments. You know, try to fix that. Attend only important meetings that are productive. You may want to ask the question, what is the purpose of this meeting and what will it resolve? I can guarantee you, if we continue to ask these questions, you'll minimize your meetings. Okay, another trait is in keeping things confidential. If someone has told you something, whether it's personal or business, they are telling you because they trust you. So don't go around sharing that information with other people. You know, guard the person's business carefully. If you don't, you know, you can be labeled as a gossiper and no one will trust you again. You'll be labeled as a person that can't keep a secret. And they will, I guarantee you, they will avoid you like plague. Don't be a gossiper. When you start talking negatively or badly about other people behind their backs, again, no one will trust you. Again, we don't want to be labeled as a gossiper or untrusted person. The rule of thumb is, if people gossip with you, they will gossip about you. So the most easiest thing to do is to apologize. If you wronged the team member or a process that affected your team, admit it quickly and ask what you can do to make it right. You know, emotions plays a big part in our lives, so don't let your emotions get the best of you. We all have emotional triggers. Learn to control them. You know, there are many books out there, stuff out on the internet that can help you. If you need coaching or mentoring on this, you can visit my website at infinitybowl.com for a complimentary coaching session. So again, be a person who is cool and collective in the room. Be steady. Let people see you as a rock, someone they trust, and someone that trusts to not get overheated or overwhelmed. Okay, setting the tone and attitude will cause a ripple effect with others. You know, make sure that the ripple effect is positive. If you're always negative in the morning, your team will undoubtedly feel that negative vibe of yours, and they will try to avoid you as much as possible or start talking about you. You know, happiness, openness projects a positive working environment. There is no reason or need to display or promote any negativity, emotions, and negative actions in the workplace. Be in harmony with everyone. A happy team is a productive team, and everyone at the end of the day will feel good about themselves and good about the project. Too many people leave work angry, frustrated, burnt out, low energy, and they bring those emotions to their families and their loved ones at home. You know, your family doesn't deserve that. So when you leave your office, leave all that business stuff in the office. Don't bring it at home with you. You will feel much better the next day. So here's an exercise for you to have a harmonious and calm new day. It works, and I've been doing this for every evening before I go to bed. If you're like me, I like to read before I go to sleep. Do this after you've done your reading. This will put a positive energy in your day. Do this for about, 28 days or so, then continue on, or you can just change the words. So here it is. Number one, I've done my best for today. Number two, I have earned my rest for tonight. Number three, I have put my love into all my deeds. Number four, I have used kindness in all my thoughts and actions. Number five, I close this day with joy and into a relaxing sleep. And last, I'll wake up in the morning with positive energy, and tomorrow will bring a good day, and I am grateful. Okay, so I'm going to close this episode with one of the last traits, and that is to make good friends. And it's simple as that. Make good friends. So folks, have a productive and positive day. May prosperity, happiness, and opportunities grace you in 2020 and beyond. This is Elevate to Success, your host, Lloyd Philip B. with Infinity Bold. For more information on how we can help you with your project management, coaching, as well as mentoring, you can go to my website at www.infinitybold.com and send me an email. Please share this podcast and also tell a friend about us. Until then, keep it real.